We are underway here in the Nanilchik Auditorium for the beginning of the Nanilchik Invitational. The first matchup today of the tournament is, of course, going to be the ladies of Sandpoint versus the Soldotna Stars. Their junior varsity team is down here. We got teams all across Alaska for this awesome competition. We're underway. Sandpoint Eagles now scoring the first points on the board. That was a good jumper from just inside the three-point line by Madison Thompson. The tip-off went to the Eagles, and so far you're really keeping pace, doing a good job keeping up, doing a full-court pressure. Here comes Soldotna, number 40, driving into the lane. That is Olivia Farrell. Now on the baseline, moving the ball around very well, but good defensive pressure, man-to-man. Ooh, and just like that, a good tip-out by Desiree. She's able to knock the ball out of bounds. There'll be a throw-in from the baseline for the girls of Soldotna. Soldotna being a 4A school, they were able to bring their junior varsity team. It was a beautiful drive down to Nanilchik today. The roads were great. There's a throw-in right underneath the basket. Moving around, but Desiree doing a great job just standing up strong and tall, and they're going to have a traveling call done. Desiree doing a great job forcing that turnover. So a throw-in for Sandpoint now. And here's full-court man-to-man two being played by Soldotna. Madison does a quick job, though, getting past the half-court line. She pulls up her dribble and gets the ball now to Desiree. Passing around now, and a shot from three-point territory by Alyssa Ludwig. Doesn't quite go in. Rebound in favor of Soldotna. And here they come, moving fast up the sideline. Number 15 driving into the lane. She's going to pull up short and pass the ball outside, but we have a whistle. And a blocking call going to be charged against Desiree. She's nodding her head, understanding what she did there. Moving really quickly, trying to get in the way of the drive. So here's the throw-in from the baseline. Number 40 is going to throw it in. Oh, she gets a good look on the bottom of the basket, but the shot just goes short. Rebound to Soldotna, and there's their first two sets of points. 2-5 now in favor of Sandpoint. Madison doing a great job calling out to the girls as his full-court pressure is really starting to cause some trouble. And, oh, Dontessa trying to get past, but she's able to fall to the ground, pass the ball to Desiree in the process, and now Alyssa has it. Good movement right now by Sandpoint Lady Eagles. Moving down to the bottom post, Madison with a shot. Goes high off the glass, but she gets fouled on the attempt and will go to the line for a chance for two. So it was a wonderful drive down here today. Both teams arrived safely, and there are teams from all across Alaska as far as Tok all the way to Unalaska. So a great representation all across the regions. First attempt by Madison does not go down. She'll have one more from the line. 6:08 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Madison with the second attempt. That one's just going to go just to the right, bounce out, rebound number 14, Gabby Triana for the Soldotna Stars. And here comes Olivia Farrell moving quickly with the ball. She's at the top of the key. Pass to the top post, almost gets knocked away by a really defensive Chloe Gardner, but Soldotna's able to keep their hands on the ball, working around to the top of the key, now to the bottom post. And, oh, good knockout there. Chloe Gardner, great defense, and here she comes with the ball. She gets past her defender, has a wide open Alyssa Ludwig on the left-hand side, who puts it up off the glass. Great shot, good for two. 7 now for Sandpoint, and the Eagles are really coming out looking great. Fresh off a game from Sioux Valley, they had a close 16-point loss there. Oh, a shot by Desiree. Has a good steal on that full-court pressure, and Desiree puts up a shot. Doesn't go in, but they get the rebound. There's Dontessa trying to put one up from the bottom post. That one doesn't go in either. Oh, but they're not giving up easy. The rebound was to Soldotna, but Chloe almost got a steal out of it. But here's Soldotna driving to the post, number 14. Gabby Triana, her shot does not go down. Rebound is being fought for. And number 40, Olivia Farrell, will pick it up. Her shot also doesn't go in. But, oh, and a wide cherry pick pass gets stolen by Soldotna. It was a good rebound by Dontessa. She had Chloe Gardner running down, wide open for the basket, and her pass was just short. Number 1, Judah Alley, looks like she's going to be fouled with possession of the ball. So that'll be a throw-in underneath the basket for Soldotna. Here's the throw-in, plays in action. Good setup. Pass to number 30, Melia Miller. Oh, high pass goes out of bounds, though. It was an attempt to go to the top of the post, and just number 14, Gabby Triana, just couldn't quite keep her hands on it, so it goes out of the sideline. Here's the throw-in for the Eagles. Dontessa's got the ball. Oh, pass to Alyssa Lovick. She drives into the post, and it's good. Nice banking shot off the glass for two. So good job. Score now 9-2 in favor of Sandpoint with 4:41 to go here in the first quarter. Sandpoint's just looking really good. You can tell they've had a lot of experience so far with the games that they had, and they're really growing. Oh, and there's a good forced turnover. That full court pressure really making it hard for Soldotna to get past the half court line, and a pass gets thrown out of bounds. that man-to-man defense being played continued on by Saldana. Throw and goes to Dantessa. A pass to Alyssa Lovick, and she gets passed back, but and goes off the back of her body, but good quick legs by Desiree, able to get control of the ball again. And here's Desiree. She has it, takes it to the paint. Oh, and pass over to Madison. It goes up, and another set of points for Madison Thompson. That makes the score now 11-2. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Oh, and another volleyball swat by Dantessa. Great job just keeping the ball from getting in play. And as Pastor Scott was talking about before, that looked like a volleyball play there. She just swatted it out of bounds. And we're going to have a substitution. Number 23 is coming in for Saldana, and that is Sonia Hoser. And she'll give Olivia Farrell a chance to catch her breath. Here comes Hoser with the ball. Oh, she does. She's really fast. She's able to get past the full court pressure, being matched up against Alyssa Ludwig. Now to the bottom post. Oh, and Madison gets a little bit of hand contact there as she was going for the block. Number 14, Gabby Triana, will go to the line for a chance for two. Madison is right there on the defense, and Gabby just did a nice little drop step, turned, and as Madison went up to block the ball, she was just behind her, was going to strip the ball away. A little bit too much contact. So here's Gabby at the line. Her first shot is just off the back of the iron. Dantessa showing some great sportsmanship. There's Desiree as well going up and telling Gabby, good job, good attempt, good sportsmanship. You can tell there's a real excitement and buzz about this tournament right now. Everyone's really excited here in Nilchik. Second attack by Gabby does also go down. Rebound Desiree and to Chloe and then to Alyssa Ludwig. Her shot, just off the back iron, picked up by Saldana. Here's number 15 moving quick with the ball, Claire McElroy. Claire's going to take it coast to coast, lose control of the ball, but she regains it, turns over and passes it to number 30, Melia Miller, and it's going to get knocked out of bounds off the hands of Saldana. And timeout being called now by a 30-second timeout being called by Coach Amel, giving his girls a chance to rest, giving them a little bit of coaching instruction there. They're doing a great job, though. The score is 11-2 in favor of Sandpoint with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. And it's really nice coming in here to Nanilchik. The students from Nanilchik who are on their teams are all dressed up. The boys are wearing their ties. The girls are wearing dresses. You can tell there's a real pride here about having all these teams all across of Alaska coming here to compete at their school. Beautiful, beautiful environment. The school's just set up right on those bluffs. You come into the Homer area. There's just snow all over the place. The trees were dusted. The roads were nice. Very safe drive for all the parents out there. It was a beautiful drive down. So here we go. That's the end of that timeout. Sandpoint's going to have possession of the ball, and we're going to see that full court press again coming from Saldana. And a little bit of discussion. Okay, so there's a little bit of discussion as the referee tells the girls it's going to be blue ball. Madsen's going to throw it in. She's taking full advantage of the baseline, moving all around. Oh, a pass from Dantessa goes high and into the hands of Saldana, but there's a loose pass. Gabby does a good job meeting up with it, though. And a little bit of just light passing being a major issue here for Saldana. The Eagles are doing a good job on defense, putting the pressure on there, taking full advantage of all the turnovers. And here's Saldana setting up their play, moving it all around. They have the ball at the top of the half-court line. Taken to the right-hand side, number 30, Melia Miller, tries for a shot, but great clean deflection by Dantessa is going to send the ball out of bounds off the hands of the Eagles. White possession. The Saldana Stars are wearing the white jerseys with the navy blue on the sides, and the girls wearing their traveling blues for Sandpoint. Here's another substitution. Judah's going to come in for Saldana. Oh, and she's going to get 2 points. 2 points in an and-one opportunity as she moved right away, got the ball at the bottom post on the throw-in from the baseline, and puts up a shot for two. She gets it and a chance from the line. So that's Judah Alley, a sophomore, playing the guard position. Powerful shot off the back iron, but bounced up high enough for the Saldana Stars to get the rebound. Oh, and there's a shot for number 23 on the bottom post. Gets deflected cleanly by the Eagles. Oh, but good defensive pressure there, giving Madison a hard time. She tries to gain control of the ball to move towards the Eagles' side of the territory. It goes out of bounds off of Saldana, and Madison's going to throw it in. She gets it quickly to Desiree. Now back to Madison, and a good pass to Chloe. The Eagles are showing really, really good ball handling and passing skills this year. Oh, good tip out by Saldana, number 30. That's a steal by Melia Miller. And here comes Judah Alley. She'll pull up her dribble and get it to number 23, Sonia Hauser. Hauser drives, but man, another clean deflection by Sandpoint. That was Alyssa Lovick doing a great job coming up behind number 23, Sonia Hauser, and just deflecting the ball out of bounds, and it even touched White last. So here's Sandpoint with the ball. Oh, and a violation they're going to call against Madison as she was – there was a, some sort of moving violation as she was trying to throw the ball into it. Now it's going to be a ball underneath their own basket for the Stars, but good defensive effort by Chloe. She ran right up as the ball was going into Judah Alley again, and she knocks the ball out of bounds. Good speed being shown by Chloe. Here's a throw-in now. It gets into number 30, Melia Miller. Oh, and it's thrown away. It's going to go to the other side, and I think it's going to be an over and back. Yep, there's the whistles, over back violation on Tildana. Good defense being played by the Eagles. The score is 11-4 with 2:30 left to go here in the first quarter. There's a buzzer. We're going to have some substitutions. Johnny Miller will come in and replace Chloe Gardner. Good defensive efforts from Chloe. She also did a great job passing the ball offensively. And now she'll get a chance to rest. And another substitution, number 20, is going to come in for the Stars. That is Darian Derflinger. All right. So the throw-in will be at the half-court line for the Eagles. And the referee hands the ball off. Being thrown in there now, and it finds a way to Madison Thompson. Madison's going to take it to the top of the key. She has some tight defense all around her, so she'll give the ball a chance to marinate and let the play set up. Here we go all the way around now to Alyssa Lovick. Oh, and there's a swat out by number 23, Sonia Hauser, and she swats the ball out as Alyssa Lovick had it just over her head looking for a pass, and she just saw a chance right there to get the ball out of bounds. So it looks like a little bit of new, fresh life coming in here to the Stars from Saldana. So here we go. We got another substitution. Number 31 is going to come in. That's Madeline Kindred. She'll replace number 25, Hannah Wells. Here's a throw-in now from the sideline, just a little bit past the half-court line. Okay, goes to Dantessa. Now over to Alyssa Ludwig. The girl is doing a really good job keeping in motion. There's 10th place. Oh, and there's number 23 poking the ball out one more time, Sonia Hauser. Good job. Pass goes to Desiree, and she gets it back to Dantessa. Dantessa being really tightly guarded, and the defensive pressure from Saldana has really gone up to a new level. Another great poke-out by Sonia Hauser from Saldana, and she gets the ball out of bounds. And Alyssa Ludwig's going to sit down, and we have number 10 coming in. Justina coming in for the Sandpoint Eagles. She gets the ball thrown to her right away. Taking it over to the right-hand side of the three-point line, she'll find Johnny Pilcher. Now to the bottom post. Oh, there's Desiree putting a ball. Oh, and it had a low arc, but it goes in. 13 points now for Sandpoint, but finding a great effort. They will get past this tight defense that's being deployed here by Saldana. Here's the full court press by Sandpoint, doing a good job. Number 20 is breaking into the lane now. That is Darian Derflinger. She's not able to get it. She gets her own rebound, puts up a shot, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of Sandpoint. So this will be a throw-in for Saldana underneath their own basket. 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here's the throw, and it goes to Sonia Hauser. Hauser does a nice little spin, puts it up high off the glass, doesn't go in. Rebound goes to Saldana. Their second attempt doesn't go down. Ball being fought for. Number 23 gets it. No, number 33 gets it. It doesn't go down either. And out of bounds again on the baseline. Last touch by Saldana. Another substitution. Coach Amel doing a great job rotating his cast in. Number 15, Mariana Larson, is going to be coming in for Sandpoint. Here's Tina with the ball. Moving the ball up quickly now, Dantessa. She'll get past the half-court line, being tightly guarded by number 20, Darian Derflinger. Oh, and a good pass and roll. That was a great pass to Justina, and then Dantessa just rolls right in, wide open down to the bottom post. Dantessa with a good pass and roll. So good 2 points there, 15 now to 4, with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Good job by both these teams. Sandpoint doing a great effort offensively. The Saldana's having a hard time getting points on the board. They have lots of opportunities at the basket. They're doing a good job underneath the post. They've got some real big, strong players. So they're getting the rebounds and playing back up, but it's just having a hard time getting the buckets. Sandpoint doing a really good job offensively and defensively. They had some really good early turnovers that gave them some extra points and helped them boost their lead. But good effort here from both these teams. And more faces are starting to trickle in through the door now as the game is – people are just hearing that the games are underway. See lots of teams that have traveled in here. And so it's going to be a great tournament. The next game will be the King Cove T-Jacks. They'll be playing up against the Saldana High JV team for the boys. And then tomorrow we will have the winners of this game and the King Cove game playing against Unalaska. Here's Saldana. They're going to throw in the ball. Full court press, doing a great job, making it hard for them to get past, but they're able to do it. Here's number 33 who gets the ball in the bottom post. What another smack away of the ball by Desiree. Clean deflection. That must be the fifth clean deflection for Sandpoint so far today. Here's the shots going up all around the place from underneath the basket. Saldana having a lot. Oh, and an easy steal there. Ooh, and a hard fall. That was number 13. Great defensive play there by Saldana. Number 31, Madeline Kindred. The ball was just handed right to her, and she put it up for two and got fouled and took a hard fall onto the floor. She gets up, though, and with help from the Sandpoint player who was there from the fall, nothing but net. Good sportsmanship as Sandpoint goes to give her some congratulations on making that first shot. So seven now for Saldana, under a minute to go. That second one's going to go just off the top of the front of the basket, not in. Rebound by Sandpoint, but there's Derflinger with a good steal there, and defensively the Saldana Stars are just really picking up their game. Desiree gets the rebound now on a missed shot. Here's Johnny Pilcher with 30 seconds in the ball. She's moving quickly, pulls back, finds Justina wide open on the right-hand side. High shot, doesn't quite go down, and it's going to be tipped out of the hands of Sandpoint as Dantessa was trying to get the ball down the rebound and just knocks it off. Out of bounds on the baseline. Here comes Saldana. They've been doing a lot better off of this. Oh, but there's Desiree with a good poke out. Possession. She's fighting hard for that ball. Sonia Hauser's able just to get past her. She's driving coast to coast. Pulls up a nice jump stop and shot. Good for two. 10 seconds to go here. The score 15-9 in favor of Sandpoint. But Saldana's doing a good job closing that gap. Only 5 seconds. Justina needs a little help. She has a high pass to Johnny. Puts up the shot. No time on the clock. And she just did not have a good look at the basket, so she doesn't take a shot. And that will end the first quarter. The score is 15-9 in favor of Sandpoint. That was 4-15 for the majority of the second half of the first quarter, but Saldana did a good job forcing a few turnovers. I think we had some tired legs on Sandpoint. They just got down off the van from the drive down here, and they had a late night last night. They did a good game against Sioux Valley, but that ended very late. They didn't get back to the hotel until around 10 o'clock at night. All right, so I want to say thank you to our sponsors now for their making this event happened, this programming happened, Eider Air over in King Cove, and Grant Aviation in King Cove for making these games possible, Peninsula Airways and GCI. Also want to say a big thank you to the King Cove Corporation, WazTac Electronics, and, of course, the Schumann Corporation. Without these people, these programming would not happen. So here we go. We're going to come into the second quarter in just a matter of moments. It was a great first quarter. Defensively was really the name of the game, as both these teams, Sandpoint in particular, came out really strong out the gate with their defense. And Saldana is really starting to pick up the pace a little bit here, getting their feet settled in, their legs settled in. They're getting comfortable and getting to know Sandpoint a little bit better. I think some substitutions that were made by Saldana early on also contributed to them picking up the speed. Saldana will have the ball as we begin the second quarter. Again, the score 15-9 in favor of Sandpoint. Here's the ball being moved down to the bottom post. Saldana puts up a shot. Another clean deflection by Sandpoint. And the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Sandpoint will have possession of it. Desiree throws in. Full court pressure from Saldana. Almost forcing the steal, but Madison's able to hold on to the ball. She gets Dantessa. Dantessa has a good pass to Chloe Gardner. She just can't quite keep her hands on it. It goes to the ground. Picked up by Saldana. And here they are. Derflinger spins around, does a great job getting past Alyssa, puts up a shot off the glass for two. 11-15 now. Saldana is coming back fast. Here's a high pass over to Madison Thompson. She has the ball, catches Dantessa. Oh, and Dantessa's shot is going to go off the bottom of the backboard and picked up by Sonia Hauser. Oh, and tipped away by Alyssa Ludvig into the hands of Desiree. Back to Alyssa and now Dantessa. Cherry pick over to Chloe Gardner. Is going to go high and out of bounds off the baseline, but good defense. Dantes is laughing right now. That shot that she did on the bottom of the backboard, and it just hit really hard off the bottom, and it surprised her, and she's still laughing about that. Here's a throw in Saldana. Full court press by Sandpoint. They'll move past quickly. Getting into the paint, number 20, Derflinger. She falls to the ground and travels. Yep, she fell down onto her back. That is a travel every time. So a throw-in on the baseline for Sandpoint. Full court man-to-man, again being played by both these teams. High pass to Chloe. Gets over to Madison. Madison breaking towards the basket. Pulls back. Oh, but there's Dantessa just trailing. Does a great job passing. Her shot goes off the glass. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Saldana. Here comes Hauser. She's moving quickly. Players falling down around her. She pulls back and gets the ball over to number one, Judah Alley, who puts up a nice shot for two. And I believe this is going to be 9 unanswered points for Saldana. Sandpoint now owned. There's another steal defensively. for Saldana. And wide open underneath the basket, number 31 will tie the game. That is a shot by Madeline Kindred. And a full timeout being called by Coach Amel from Sandpoint. And he's going to give the girls a little bit of talk. And I think we're going to have some substitutions here as well. And that is going to be 11 unanswered points by the Saldana Stars, doing a great job coming back quickly here. With 6:30 to go here in the first half, the score 15-15. And what a tournament this is going to be. I was talking to some of the athletic directors before we got in here, and they were talking about how everything was coming together really well. The next game, again, is going to be King Cove versus the Saldana High JV team. The boys had a really tight game in King Cove last night, another single-digit loss. Their sixth loss by single digits since they've been on the road, so really, really good effort by King Cove last night. Watch that one slip away from their hands, sadly. We should have Sandpoint also playing in here, and the girls, I hear, from King Cove have made it out, so they'll be playing in Bristol Bay here tomorrow at 6 p.m., and we should have that game as well offered. They'll be playing against Dillingham. Here's Sandpoint with the ball. See if they can't get the lead back again. Chloe Gardner's got it on the baseline. Down to Desiree. She pulls back and gets over to Chloe. The defensive pressure here by Saldana is really taking shape. Here's Matson putting up a shot. It misses the rim, goes out of bounds. Saved by Chloe, though, and it goes into the hands of Saldana. Here's 15 doing a great job. Going all the way to the post, puts it up, and for the first time in this game, Saldana takes the lead, 17-15. And another pass tipped away now. This full court pressure making it really hard on Sandpoint. And there's another steal by Saldana. Number 15 has it. Puts up a shot and a blocking call against Alyssa Ludvig. Number 15, Claire McElroy, is going to go to the line for a chance for two. Three referees on the floor here for all these games tonight. That'll be very nice to have. Doing a great job officiating and keeping the pace of the game clean and safe. McElroy puts up her first shot. Just off the back iron. And she's getting high fives from all the girls from Sandpoint. Good sportsmanship from Sandpoint in this game so far and from Saldana. All right, and there's the second one. That one goes in. So it's going to be 18 now for Saldana, 15 for Sandpoint. And a pass that hits the pass from Johnny goes to the feet of Chloe. She tries to pick it up. It has to go to her knees, and as she picks up the ball, that's going to be a travel. And a substitution. Johnny's going to sit down, and Justina's going to come in. Here's Saldana throwing in from the baseline at the half-court line. Judah Alley moves really quick into the bottom post. And it's going to travel. She had Madsen standing right in front of her, doing a great job putting the pressure she needed, and that caused Allie to stop really fast. And so we're going to have a substitution as a buzzer. Yep, White. Two new players coming in. Judah Alley's going to sit down, and number 31, Madeline Kindred, will sit down as well. And we'll have number 20, Derflinger, and 21, Abigail Cruz, coming in. Cruz quickly puts up a steal and a shot. Doesn't go in. Good rebound by Chloe Gardner. She passes off to Alyssa Lovick. This defense is going to give them a really hard time. They're not going to be able to get past the half court in time. And there's a steal by Saldana. Jump ball. Chloe was not going to give that one up without a fight. She did a great job putting on pressure. Holds on to it. And jump ball possession for Sandpoint. That was about to be a 10-second violation. Oh, and there's Cruz with a great steal. She gets a good pass down to the other side of the post. Number 30 puts up a shot, Melia Miller. It doesn't go in, but she's going to get fouled. Seven fouls now for Sandpoint, two for Saldana. So we're now in bonus. That's a contact foul by Sandpoint. The score 18-15 in favor of Saldana. And, man, it's just been a defensive turnaround for Saldana, forcing turnovers and getting points. That first shot by number 30, Melia Miller, will go in. Dontessa is going to come in now, a substitution, as Chloe Gardner will sit down. Dontessa will come in. Miller will get the ball again for her second attempt. She puts it up, and it is good. Score now 20 for Saldana. Throw in goes to Madison Thompson. Madison looking for some help. She spins around and finds Desiree. Desiree with the ball now. Hands it off over to number 12, Alyssa Ludvig. Ludvig spinning around, drives the baseline. Good pass down low to Desiree. Gets intercepted by Cruz. And there's another attempted steal by Cruz as the ball goes back to Alyssa. Desiree drives the baseline, pull up, puts up a shot from about, just 5 feet out, and it's good. First 2 points, I'd say, in close to 8 minutes for Sandpoint. 17 now. Here comes Sonia Hauser moving quickly. She moves the baseline, puts up a shot, doesn't go down. And as they go for the ball, number 21, Cruz, tries to get her hands on it, but it goes out of bounds off of her. So that'll be a throw-in for Sandpoint. And there was some, a big pass to Dawn Tesser. She's wide open, has a good look at the basket. Gets fouled and won. Good job by Dawn Tesser. She took it all the way, had a wide open look at the basket, just turned around, never looked back. That makes it now 19 for Sandpoint, and with this, Dawn Tesser could tie the game at 20 apiece with 4:30 to go here in the first half. Again, the foul situation, 7 for Sandpoint and only 3 now for Saldana. Here's Dawn Tesser with the shot, and it's good. We have a tied basketball game here at 20 apiece between Saldana and Sandpoint here at the Nanilchik Invitational, the first game here of the first day. Cannot wait to see how the rest of these games come along here. It's going to be real exciting. Don't forget, coming up next, the King Cove T-Jacks will be playing against the Saldana High Junior High team. And there's number 15 taking it coast-to-coast. Claire McElroy was able to get past the defensive standpoint. And there's another high pass that's going to get intercepted by Saldana. This full-court pressure is really starting to take a toll on Sandpoint. And that's got to be at least a 7th clean deflection now for Desiree. The shot goes up, and she just knocks it out. Possession remains in the hands of Saldana. Number 30 with the ball. Miller drives in, puts up a shot. It goes hard off the glass. Rebound by Dawn Tesser. Dawn Tesser passes to a wide-open Alyssa. Man, just threads the needle of defense to get into the hands of Alyssa Lovick. What a great pass by Dawn Tesser. And I think that it was going to be a traveling violation there, though, as Alyssa got the ball. And that'll be a throw-in for Saldana. And here's a full-court zone being played by Sandpoint. They trap in on number 40, Olivia. Quickly gets back to Miller. Good passing by Saldana. But there's a trap, and it works. It gets the ball over to the hands of Justina. Justina now moving up the right-hand side. Puts up a shot off the glass. Good for two. And we are tied 22 apiece here with 3:30 to go in the first half. All right, that full-court trap. There's the trap that they set. They get back to the center. They're able to get past. But there's a good steal by Desiree. Desiree to Dawn Tesser now moving the ball up around. And now Sandpoint starting to get their full court pressure back in. Desiree puts up a shot. It doesn't go in. Rebound to number 40, Olivia Farrell. Here's Saldana with the ball. They're moving fast. Alyssa Lovick is just ahead of them. So they'll pull back and put a shot from just inside the three-point line. Rebound goes to Sandpoint. And here comes Sandpoint. 2:50 left on the clock. Pass down to the bottom post to Desiree. She has defenders all around her, but she's able to put up a shot. Just high off the glass. Does not go in. Rebound to Saldana. Here's number 21, Cruz. Abigail Cruz goes all the way really fast, back-to-back. It was a rebound that goes to Sandpoint. Justina trying to catch up to that ball. It was a hard pass by Dawn Tesser that was going past her. And Justina really put on the sprint to try to get to it, but just couldn't quite close the gap. So that will go out of bounds on the baseline, position for Saldana, and these girls are just going back and forth. It's a small court here in Nanilchik, so it really allows for a fast game of basketball. I'm told it's very similar to what the court is like in other smaller gyms. There's a pass. Good pressure by Sandpoint. Forces the ball to go out of bounds, and that's going to be a throw-in for Sandpoint on the baseline. 2:27 to go here. The score is 22 apiece. Pass goes into Justina. Good juke out for Justina. Gets it down to the bottom post. Desiree moves in. Passes it back outside. Justina loses control of the ball. And they're going to say that's out of bounds. Last touch by Saldana. So it'll be a throw in on the baseline right near the corner. No, this is going to be on the throw in on the sideline right on the baseline for Sandpoint. And here's the ball. It goes into the hands of Justina. Justina picks up her dribble. Long shot for three, and just out the front of the rim, does not go down. Rebound into the hands of Sandpoint. Dawn Tesser puts up a quick shot off the back iron, picked up by Saldana, but stolen by Alyssa Ludwig, who puts her own shot up. This one also doesn't go down, but a rebound on the bottom post by Dawn Tesser gets stolen, and we're going to have a jump ball as Dawn Tesser just dives onto Judah Alley and grabs that ball. Judah does a great job of not letting go, though, and so that's going to be a jump ball. It looks like she's shaking her hands right now. She walks away from that one. Doesn't even know what hit her. That was Dawn Tesser. So a throw in from the baseline for the Saldana Stars with 2 minutes to go here in the first half. The score has remained at 22 apiece for at least 2 minutes now. And it looks like Judah Alley is actually going to sit down. Her hands are still shaking a little bit from Dawn Tesser, who literally, like a spring-loaded trap, just jumped onto the ball. More and more seats are being filled up here in Nanilchik. I can tell this is going to be a really highly anticipated community event as more and more people are starting to come in, and class will be out of here in a second. And once class ends. You know that all the students will be out here. And only one side has bleachers, very similar to Sandpoint, but they're very low, so not a lot of seats available. Here's the pass, and it goes all the way, but the tight, tight defense causing a problem, and the ball almost goes out of bounds. But Sonny Hauser does a great job catching up to the ball and keeps it in play. Pass around now into the paint. Oh, and they're going to call a contact foul on Madison Thompson. That's number 14, Gabby Triano, is starting to power up for a shot, and that's going to be a one-and-one opportunity for her as she gets fouled. And they're trying to tell the players a one-and-one opportunity for Gabby, and Gabby doesn't quite, she's just starting to understand now as they're all setting up for a pass opportunity in from the baseline. So here they go. They're all setting up now around the free throw line. 1:44 to go here in the first quarter. And here comes Gabby for her first attempt. And that one's good, so she will get a second. 23 now for the Soldotna Stars, 22 for Sandpoint. And immediately coming up after this game at 3:30, we will have the T-Jacks from King Cove playing off against the Soldotna Junior Varsity team. All right, that second one does not go down. 23 is where the Soldotna Stars stay, and here's Sandpoint with the ball. They get the rebound. Pass doesn't go to anyone. It gets picked up by the Stars, and here's Hauser moving real fast. She'll pull back, though. Oh, and her pass gets deflected by Madison into the hands of Desiree. Desiree's able to pass it around. Justina wide open on the bottom. Her pass just slips out of her hands and goes into the hands of Soldotna. 1:20 to go here in, and they're going to call that a carrying violation on number 40, Olivia Farrell, as she was coming in. And that's a real defensive thing there. When you carry the ball, you're trying to keep the ball away from the defenders until you move the ball underneath and back over. And so good job by Sandpoint forcing that violation. Here's Justina. She gets the ball now over to the baseline, and a good pass in as Alyssa Lovick was cutting in towards the basket. The shot doesn't go down, though. Rebound goes to Soldotna. And here they go with just 1 minute left on the clock. And they have plenty of time, so they'll come back and set up their opportunity. Oh, and traveling. Number 20 was pivoting her feet just a little bit too much, and it turns into walking at that point. So traveling violation off of Darian Derflinger, who came into this game with a whole lot of great energy, and really, in some ways, I think is the person who revitalized the defense for Soldotna the most and turned it around for them. Great shot from the baseline. Alyssa Lovick puts it in for 2 points, and Sandpoint regains the lead here with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. The score is 24-23 in favor of Sandpoint. Here comes number 20 with the ball. Derflinger drives into the lane and puts a hard shot off the glass for two, but man, trying to get her own rebound, and they're going to call a contact violation on her as she was trying to just rip the ball out of the hands of Madison Thompson. That'll only be 4 fouls, though, for Soldotna. And Soldotna's going to come back here and settle into a 3-2 zone instead of a full court press. So a 3-2 zone now being played by Sandpoint. Or not Sandpoint, Soldotna, sorry. And here's Justina. She's got a wide open shot for three. Oh, drains it. 27-23 now in favor of Sandpoint with a great looking 3-point shot by Justina. Here's a full court trap. They set it. Oh, and it puts number 30 into deep trouble. The ball gets thrown out of bounds and she falls to the ground. Great defense by Sandpoint there. Melian Miller trying to get the ball out. Doesn't quite make it happen. So Sandpoint definitely revitalized a little bit here. I think Coach Amwell did a good job of just encouraging them. Oh, and a steal there as the throw-in goes high from Soldotna. And Sandpoint has the ball. Now to the bottom post. Desiree looking for somebody. 6 seconds on the clock. Alyssa puts in a last-second shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound goes to Soldotna. With 1 second left, they're not going to quite be able to get the shot off. And there we go. As we end the very first half, the score is 27-23 in favor of Sandpoint. And, man, what a tight game that was for the entire way. Sandpoint had a big, big lead for all the first quarter. And then Soldotna did a really good job fixing up their defense, coming in there and just turning things around. So as we close out here the first half, the score will be 27-23 in favor of Sandpoint. I want to say a quick thank you to our sponsors, the King Cove Corporation, the Schumann Corporation, GCI, and Peninsula Airways, Eider Air, and have to say thank you to Grant Aviation for all your support. And don't go anywhere. In just 9 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock, we will be back for the conclusion of this game. Very tight, 27-23, and what a comeback. 11 unanswered points by Soldotna to keep this game tight. So we'll be here in just a few minutes. Dave, you copy?
I copy that, Roger.
All right, man. What a good game this is so far. Great way to kick off this invitational event. It's going to be a really good tournament. We'll have games for days here and with teams from all across Alaska, too, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Great fun, great fun. Just call me back and when you're ready to go.
So 27-23, oh, and there's a first pass going in. Chloe's tipping it just off her fingers, and it goes out of bounds on the sideline. So there's a turnover right there. Turnovers have been the name of the game for both sides. And have been a real contributing factor. So here's the throw in. Oh, good steal by Desiree. She gets to Chloe's wide open right at the basket. Chloe on the left-hand side puts it up and good for two. 29 now for Sandpoint. Here comes that full-court pressure. Did a really good job at the end of the second half, and it looks like it's doing a good job here with a steal. Desiree Mobeck with the ball. And here's Sandpoint taking it down to the bottom post. Matson turns. Oh, runs into a little bit of traffic, though. Loses control and Chloe trying to get back, but number 40, Olivia Farrell, does a great job controlling it. And Tildana's going to take it up for a shot. It doesn't go in. Rebound goes to Sandpoint. And Dantessa's pass gets picked up, though. It was a rolling pass. Oh, good hustle there. Alyssa Lovick, as the pass was going to the right-hand side, Alyssa just tips it out of control. And Olivia can't, for Tildana, can't hold on to it, but it goes off of her fingers. So there's Sandpoint with possession. Here they come, passing the ball around fast. Matson Thompson, oh, she has Chloe breaking for the post. Oh, good deflection, though, number 30. That's Melia Miller. Did a good job catching up to a very fast Chloe Gardner and putting on a good deflection. So here's a whistle there on that play. They're going to have possession going to Saldana. But the full court man-to-man, kind of a switch up here in the full court press. It goes away from the zone into a man-to-man. And here comes Saldana. They're able to get past it this time. 7 on the clock, 29-23. Sandpoint is in the lead. The winner of this game will go on to play Unalaska tomorrow. Here's Olivia Farrell. She drives into the post, does a good job getting into the lane, and puts a glass shot off for two. And a slow transition on the full court pressure allows Sandpoint a good opportunity to get past the half court line. Here's Chloe Gardner with the ball. She's looking for some help, finds it over to Alyssa Lovick. Oh, Alyssa does a high carry, doesn't travel though. Desiree with the ball, and there's Coach Hamill telling the girls to slow down, set up the play, don't worry about it. You got plenty of time on the clock. Shot doesn't go in, rebound goes to Saldana. Here's number 30 putting up a shot, that's Melia Miller. It goes out of bounds off the back side of the net and will be possession for Sandpoint. So again, a fast transition. Chloe Gardner was going for the cherry pick. There she is, bomb post. She'll pull it back though. Matson was cutting to the other side, gets through traffic and puts up a shot. And tipped off the hands of Madison, they're saying, so out of bounds off Sandpoint. Possession four, Saldana. There's the buzzer for a substitution. 23, Sonia Hauser. She's going to come in for Melia Miller. And Hauser was another big factor in the turnaround for Saldana in the last half. She did a really good job energizing the defense for Saldana. Here comes the Stars moving quickly. And they're going to have a double dribble there called as it tipped off the side of the leg of number 40, Olivia Farrell. Good eyes on the referee catching that one. 6 on the clock, 29-25. Sandpoint's in the lead. Here's a throw-in from the half-court line. Good pass, good crisp, clean passing from Sandpoint. That's got to be one of the biggest things that we've seen change here for the Lady Eagles over the last 3 years. Oh, good power-up by Dantessa. And, oh, it looked like a high arc, and Dantessa got the ball just passed to her, and she just pounded it, and she was past the basket, so she had to kind of angle it in. Because she was just passing, did a great job powering up and putting it in for two. 31 now for Sandpoint. So Donna trying to move in quickly. Good job by number 15, Claire McElroy. She was able to muscle her way in past Dantessa and clear out of space. She kind of leaned in a little bit, cleared a space, moved back, and tried to get a shot. She gets fouled, though, and she's going to go to the lines for a two-shot opportunity for McElroy. 5:36 on the clock. The score is 31-25 in favor of Sandpoint. McElroy's first shot will not go in. She will get one more, and a substitution, Olivia Farrell will come out, and Madeline Kindred will come in for Saldana. Here's a dribble, McElroy's second shot up. Rolls around the top of the rim, and good. Count at 26 now for Saldana. Here's Sandpoint, crisp passes, getting past the full court press. Chloe Garner's got it, but they'll pass around to the top of the key, and Alyssa takes a shot, ooh, just on the front iron. Rebound, bounces off of a couple of, oh, and Dantessa hits the floor hard. Knocked to the ground, and she was grunting as she hit down there. Ooh, and she's going to limp off to the sideline. Pretty tough fall there for Dantessa. And she quickly gets herself out of the sideline and onto the chairs. Coach Amos taking a couple seconds to look after her. Looks like she's in a bit of pain, but doesn't look like anything too serious. No. Looks like she's just going to elevate it and put some tape on it. Looks like she's okay, Mom and Dad. Don't worry. So Donna will have the ball right now as they throw in from the sideline. Justina Parami checks in for Dantessa. Here comes Soldatna, 5:30 on the clock now, moving it up quickly into the center of the lane. Tanya moving fast now, drives into the lane. Oh, and takes it all the way, puts off the glass, and it doesn't go in. Soldatna gets a couple rebounds now, and they don't go in. But, man, again with the rebound, Justina trying to get her hands on the ball and tips it out back into the hands of Soldatna. Now from the baseline, good defensive pressure, having a really hard time getting a wide-open look. They take it down to the bottom post, though. High little hook doesn't go in, and good soaring rebound by Chloe Gardner. Here's Gardner with the ball, moving quickly now to the half-court line. And good defense by Soldatna, not making it easy for Sandpoint, but Sandpoint just doing a really good job on the offense. Passing the ball around now, Justina's got it, and good bottom motion by Desiree and Chloe Gardner, really making the post come alive here. Oh, and a swat out by Soldatna will send the ball to the half to the sideline. And that will be a throw-in for Sandpoint from the sideline. Chloe Gardner will take the ball with possession. Here comes it in. Oh, and tipped off the hands of Soldatna. That will be another throw-in, this time from the baseline for Sandpoint. And good defense from both these teams. Sandpoint doing a great job offensively, though. Oh, and there's a steal, though. Talking about defense, number 31 steals the ball away as the pass from the pass that went in. And a shot from about the free throw line does not go down for Soldatna, and Soldatna's having a really hard time making baskets today. Oh, and we're going to have a blocking call there. Yeah, they're going to call it pushing as Judah Alley was coming on really fast to Chloe Gardner. Pushed her a little bit as she was trying to get her hands on the ball. And the referee is holding up the game for a second, saying there is something on this ball. We need to get a new one in here. And I can see it from here, actually. It looks like there's a bit of a grease smudge. I don't know exactly what it is, but they're looking for a fresh ball. Chloe's trying to tell them there's something on the floor that's causing it. Oh, it's blood. Okay, looks like Chloe Gardner may be bleeding. That would explain why what was on the ball. So they're definitely going to get a new ball and a Band-Aid for Chloe. Probably just caught someone's nail there and caused a little bit of a cut. So they're going to do a quick little clean up there on the floor and the ball, and Chloe's getting a Band-Aid on herself. 4:19 left on the clock, and more and more. And who do I see here but the King Cove Sea Jacks coming into the wearing their nice new jerseys. These are going to be the first opportunity that we have to see these awesome new jerseys. Coach Randall Newman was my buddy sitting on the van on the way down here, and he was telling me that he just got these new jerseys. Very expensive. They got some Jordan Air ones, so it's going to be really awesome to see what these look like. If I see right now, they're wearing true King Cove colors now. They got the black and yellow instead of that gold that they had before. It's more of a deep gold, like a dark yellow. So they're looking very sharp. These boys, I know, are ready to play. They've had a lot of road games. Their road trip is just now starting to wrap up. Sandpoint is just ramping up. And here we go. As this game gets on, I see Dantessa's lacing up her shoes. She's going to put some tape on her ankles. She's lacing them up real tight. She wants to get back in there. Here's Sandpoint with the ball with 4:18 on the clock. The score 31-26. Sandpoint maintains their lead. All right. Good defense by Soldatna, but good movement by Sandpoint. Oh, and Johnny's got a good look. And she got tipped up there. She was just had an opportunity to get the ball and turn past Sonia Hauser. But Sonia just reached her hand in there just enough and was able to force the ball to go out of bounds off the hands of Johnny Pilcher. Oh, and a pass. And this is an interesting situation. Judah Alley throws the ball into number 31, Madeline Kindred, who quickly throws it right back to Judah, who is still out of bounds. So possession now goes to Sandpoint, and it caught everyone off guard there. But here comes the throw-in underneath their own basket for Sandpoint. Johnny Pilcher putting the play into motion, looking for someone to get open. She's got Alyssa Ludwig. Alyssa calling for the ball really hard. She had a wide-open look underneath the post. Couldn't quite. The defense caught up just in time, so they're going to send it back out of bounds. Good pick by Johnny Pilcher allows Justina to drive the baseline, puts up a high arcing layup, doesn't go down, rebound by Soldatna. Here comes Soldatna moving fast, and the ball goes down to the bottom baseline and off the feet of number 21, Abigail Cruz, and out of bounds. Cruz did a great job here, also helping with the defense for Soldatna. She turned around a couple of great turnovers, and that gave them a chance to catch up in the lead. Good passing by Sandpoint down to the bottom post. Madison tries to get something happening there. She instead passes out, and Desiree's going to take a shot. But great save by Johnny Pilcher, and it almost goes into the hands of Soldatna, but Justina just steals the ball right out. And there's Alyssa Ludwig for a shot. Doesn't go in. Soldatna with the board on that one. And good man-to-man all the way to the end for Sandpoint, making them work for every point. And Soldatna, that was Sonia Hauser, rams into the lane, and Madison Thompson meets her right there, just snatches up the ball and forces a jump ball, so that's going to be possession for Sandpoint. Sonia wasn't happy about that one. She was not expecting Madison to be there or to be so fast with her hands. Here's the throw-in, and that's not that full-court press that we were seeing earlier so far with Soldatna. They definitely take it down a little bit to a deep man-to-man. And Desiree takes the ball past the half, past the basket. Oh, another jump ball there. She was past the rim and underneath the backboard trying to make it happen, but the backboards are just a little bit past, a little bit further out, it seems, from the baseline. So it allows you to get past the basket by a good margin, and it really is hard to come in and put a shot up. So here's going to be the throw-in now. Sonia Hauser will throw it in for Soldatna. Full court pressure by Sandpoint, really causing a big headache for Soldatna. But they're able to get past the half-court line. 2:55 on the clock. And they're working it down to the post now. Good deflection. That's got to be 10 deflections for Sandpoint there. Desiree forcing the turnover there. Great job on the defense. Here's Justina. She gets the ball out to Alyssa Lovick. She's wide open for a deep two. Oh, rolls all around the rim. Doesn't go in, but Johnny Pilcher with a good rebound, and she gets it back out to Justina. Oh, Justina did a good fake, looking for a little help, and she finds it with Alyssa Lovick. This gym's really starting to fill up now, as I think the school is out and the
You're
kids are coming
to
in here.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
All right, there's a steal, and the ball goes up, and there's 2 points, and that's breaking this drought of points that we've had here now. Sandpoint with ball now, 28 for Soldatna, 31 for Sandpoint. So what a tight game this is. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And the defense is really starting to come alive now for Soldatna again. It's about this time in the first quarter last. Oh, and there's going to be a foul there as Sonia was trying to barge in there with a steal from Johnny, but she just hit Johnny a little bit too hard as she was going in and knocked her to the ground. So that will be a foul there against number 23, Sonia Hauser. And a throw in for Sandpoint from the sideline in their own territory. Johnny will get the ball for them. Looking for a little help. Tight defense. Forced a turnover. Number 15, Claire McElroy, takes the ball, and she's going to drive the lane. And, oh, and one as Justina Parami was trying to get in front of her. She is going to have a blocking violation there. So this is going to be a chance for McElroy to tie the game here. Her basket does count. She will go to the line for a one-shot opportunity. And it was just this time in the first quarter to last that the Soldatna defense really started to pick things up and turnovers started to happen, and they were able to make their turnovers turn into baskets. So let's see if they're not going to do the same thing here. This will be a tied game now if McElroy can make the shot. And it goes off, and good, and there's a whistle. Substitutions for both sides. Chloe Gardner's coming back in, and so is Dontessa, and Alyssa Ludwig, and Johnny Pilcher will sit down for Sandpoint. 1:50 to go here in the third quarter. The score is 31-31. Good defense by Sandpoint. Forces the ball back out of bounds and actually into their own possession. So here's Sandpoint with the ball. Justina weaving pass and get it over to Chloe Gardner, but that one goes out of bounds. Last touch by Chloe. Yep, that was last touch by Sandpoint. So good. This defense by Soldatna is really starting to force some turnovers. We're here now in the Nilchik. This is the Wolverine Den. The Nilchik are the Wolverines, and they have signs all around talking about the Wolverine Den. And, oh, a great steal by Chloe Gardner, and she just can't maintain her dribble. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. So this will be a throw-in for Soldatna underneath their own basket with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. The score is tied at 31. Oh, great steal by Desiree. Desiree's moving fast. She's got Cruz right in front of her. She passes to Dontessa. Dontessa loses control but is able to get over to Desiree again. She puts a hard one off the glass. Doesn't go in. Rebound, though, goes to Sandpoint. Good pass to the bottom post, but Chloe Gardner just can't quite hold on to it. Chloe gets the ball back, passes over to Justina. Justina's going to drive in. Good motion now, Chloe, all over the bottom post. And Justina drives in, puts up a quick shot from about the free throw line. Doesn't go in. Rebound goes to Madison. She can't hold on to it, though. Now Soldatna moving fast. They've got 1 minute left on the clock, and that's going to be a violation against Soldatna. It was some sort of moving violation. and will give the ball over to Sandpoint. With 1:02 left on the clock, the score is tied 31-31. They're in the third quarter, so we have a whole another quarter left coming up. So plenty of time. Here's Sandpoint with the ball. Now officially 1 minute on the clock. Chloe Gardner drives in, pulls back. She's being tightly guarded by number 20. Oh, and blocking being called against number 20, Darian Derflinger. As Chloe Gardner was driving the baseline, Derflinger really put a lot of pressure on her, and that's going to be a good look by the ref. He was looking for that one. We could tell that he was watching her. She was just putting a little bit of contact, and then boom, at one point, it just turned into blocking. So here's a throw-in. High pass going to get picked up, but no, Dantessa does not let it get stolen away, and Justina is able to come in there and pick up the loose ball. That was a very easy steal for number 31, Malin Kindred, but great, great wits about Dantessa to steal the ball back. Here's a deflected shot. Desiree puts up one. Oh, and Chloe Gardner trying to put up a shot, and she's going to go to the line for her chance for two. She got the rebound there, and she had two Soldana Stars all around her, and they had put their hand just up trying to block the ball, and she did a good job drawing the foul on a shooting violation. So she's going to get her chance for two. 38 seconds on the clock, and with this, Chloe Gardner could bring the lead back to Sandpoint. Here's the first shot. Oh, just off the back iron. And substitution, Madison Thompson's going to come in for Mariana Larson. Getting a good job for Madison, who has been coming out strong this year, doing a great job on the post. She's really improved a lot in the offseason. Chloe Gardner, her second shot is good, and that is going to get the lead back to Sandpoint. And I've got to be honest, I'm a little bit confused. I feel the ball is in the hands of Sandpoint now, and I think that they're on the wrong basket because Chloe shot from this basket, and now they're trying to. Okay, yeah, the Sandpoint girls as a team started going towards the wrong basket, and so they got the ball. Chloe was shooting one side. The girls get the ball, throw it in, and start just going in for the wrong basket. So there was a whole slew of confusion here for Sandpoint as they just. And so luckily they did not score, but it's going to be. And I think the referee's going to have to talk this one about because, okay, it's going to be Sandpoint's ball now as it went out of bounds last touch by Soldano. That was quite a confusing play there. Sandpoint was moving so quickly as a team. They all went towards the other basket. But good motion there. Leads on Tessa wide open right at the basket. And Soldano's still trying to catch up. Good steal by Justina. She puts it up, and that's good for two as well. 36-31. Sandpoint is really starting to pick up the pace. And there's another great steal by Alyssa Ludvig. And it's going to go out of bounds off the sideline with 9.9 seconds on the clock. But Sandpoint doing a great job of just really keeping in there, so catching Soldana off their feet. And there's a steal. Bad throw goes in. Dantessa, oh, hard shot. Doesn't quite go down. And they're going to call that a foul against Dantessa as she was putting too much. She was literally pulling down, trying to get to the jump ball, but she was pulling on an arm. So Sandpoint doing a really good job. I mean, Soldana may be a 4A school, and it's maybe their JV team. But and there's another steal. These quick hands. Justina puts up a last-minute shot, and there's the buzzer. And Judah Alley pushes down Dantessa. They're both going for the ball. Alley says, "Are you okay?" And Dantessa lets her know that everything's fine. So good effort from both these teams. The score is 36. And with this, a spurt of last-minute points there coming on from Sandpoint, doing a great job to end the third quarter on a very high note. And with that note, we're going to go take a quick word for our sponsors. Thank you so much to the King Co. Corporation, the Schumann Corporation, and in our little area, the Schumigans and the mainland of the Alaska Peninsula for supporting these broadcasts. For the Copper Whale Inn here in downtown Anchorage, I also want to say thank you to Eider Air over in King Cove and Grant Aviation in King Cove for sponsoring KSTP, Peninsula Airways in Cold Bay and Sandpoint. Also want to say thank you to GCI for their support of these broadcasts. Without these people, these games would not happen. So here we go into the final quarter here of the first game of the Nanilchik Invitational, and teams are now starting to go back and get ready for the next game. Again, that's going to be King Co. versus Soldotna Junior Varsity. And we have a whole bunch of great games coming your way. The winners of these two games against Soldotna will go on to play against Unalaska Raiders tomorrow. And that will be a great series of games. Those will be broadcasted. The winners, wherever Sandpoint will play and King Cove will play in these tournaments, we will be there. And in Sandpoint, the boys will be playing, I believe, Grace Christian tomorrow. And then the girls from King Cove, I have been told, have made it out King Cove and will be in Bristol Bay. And we will do our darndest to get those games to you as well. Here's Justina Parami with a high shot. Doesn't quite go down. Rebound goes to Saldana as we begin the fourth quarter here of this Manila Chick Invitational first game here. Oh, and Sonia Housing falls to the floor and almost did a great job regaining her balance. And that was quite an impressive play by Sonia Hauser, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Soldatna. 7:42 left on the clock here of this game. 36-31 in favor of Sandpoint. Let's see if Sandpoint can't hold on to their lead and take this one all the way. This is a bracketed competition with a double elimination. Oh, and here comes good crisp passing. Almost gets thrown away, but Sandpoint doing a great job maintaining their composure here. And that's going to be last touch by Soldatna. A pass that was going into the bottom post is going to be hit off the feet of number 21, Allison Cruz. And that'll be thrown underneath their own basket for Sandpoint. Dantetta will take the ball for the Eagles and throws it in. Here it comes all around now. Up to Justina at the top of the key. And this is a really tight defense being played by Soldatna. Both these teams have, and that's going to be a jump ball as the ball goes to the floor, is in possession of Soldatna. And Dantetta jumps down right there with her and puts on that pressure and make it a jump ball. And a throw in now as it goes all around. And here's Judah Alley with the ball for Soldatna. And that full court pressure doing a good job. They're able just to get past it. But they're doing a good job transitioning back on defense, too. Sometimes in that full-court press, if the offense is able to beat it, it catches the defense on the transition. But Sandpoint doing a good job transitioning back. And lots of shots. Oh, and there's going to be that foul. Pushing on Sandpoint as Desiree was trying to stop number 15, who's really tall, number 15, Claire McElroy, who's a junior playing the post position. And she gets fouled. Five fouls for Soldatna, four for Sandpoint. Some substitutions. Number 40 is going to come back in, Olivia Farrell. And number 30 will be in for Soldatna as well, Melia Miller. And a tipped-off throw-in stays in the hands of Soldatna. Number 15 really trying to work well on the bottom post. That is Claire McElroy. She did a good job, and she'll get fouled if she was trying to take a shot. She'll go to the line for a chance for two. And there's the Unalaska Raiders. They have made it in. See them walking up now in their jerseys as well. They'll be ready. I don't think they'll be playing today. They will be playing tomorrow. McElroy's first shot doesn't go in. It remains 31 for Soldatna, 36 for Sandpoint. Second shot also goes just to the right and rebounded by Sandpoint. With good defense by Soldatna, a good pass to Dantessa. She keeps the ball, but she's just literally pancaked by Abigail Cruz. And we had this joke in our family called pancaking about wrestling, where you fall down on somebody and they just go hoof and they go flat. And that's kind of just what happened there. Abigail just kind of just fell down on her and she went flat to the ground. Everyone's okay, though. Here's the pass. Oh, it goes past. Oh, and that's going to be too much contact there. The pass was going to Alyssa Ludvig, number 40, Olivia Farrell, comes on and just puts way too much contact, and that's going to be a foul. And that's going to be bonus opportunity now for Sandpoint. Every foul they get is going to be a one-on-one opportunity. With 6:47 on the clock, Alyssa Ludvig will go to the line. Here's her first shot right now. She gets it, puts it up, and it's good. 37 now for Sandpoint. Good shot by Alyssa Ludvig. 6:47 to go now, and the second opportunity will be taken by Alyssa. She gets the ball, does her ritual, puts it up, and it goes off the front of the rim. Abigail Cruz gets the rebound, and Soldatna will move the ball quickly up the pass to half-court line, be met by plenty of blue jerseys, though the pass will go to Olivia Farrell. Oh, and the ball gets snatched away. And a push against Dantessa. She stole the ball, and a player from Soldatna came up trying to get the ball back from her and just pushes Dantessa to the ground. And again, that's a one-on-one opportunity now every time. So Dantessa is going to go for a shot for two, or for one-on-one, I should say. So here's Dantessa with the ball. She takes her dribbles, puts it up, high off the back iron, rebound by Abigail Cruz. Cruz gets it down to number 15, McElroy, and McElroy will move it quickly over to Farrell. Now on the baseline, a shot by Soldatna. Oh, and there's a good basket by Soldatna. And Sandpoint's doing a good job controlling the ball, but Saldana is within 4 points, and you cannot forget a good pass. Cherry picked over to Dantessa. Her first shot does not go in, but count the basket. She gets the ball, her own rebound on the other side of the post, puts it up off the glass, and fouled. 39 for Sandpoint with a chance to make it an even 40. And there, Alyssa Lovick's going to sit down now for Sandpoint, and Chloe Gardner will come in, and we will have a timeout called. So great job by Sandpoint. They are controlling the pace of this game. They're controlling the ball the vast majority of the time. But you just got to remember that there's only 6 points separating these two teams. So Saldana could close that gap at any moment. This is a very tight game now, and there's plenty of time on the clock. As we've gotten into the fourth quarter, the pace is very much slowed down at 6:16 left in regulation. So we have plenty of time for Saldana to come back here, and they've done it before. They went unanswered for 11 points in the first half. So Sandpoint is having fun. You can see it on the faces of the girls. They're having a really great time playing. They're loosening up and getting comfortable out here. You know, I think they just finally started stretching out their legs. It was a really long trip in the van, but they just starting to stretch out and have fun. But you cannot put down your guard. This is a very, very tight game yet. So there's the buzzer to let them know. It's time to wrap up their timeout. Coach Amel, he's not letting up. You can see it in his face. He's had these girls around him. He's got his clipboard out. And he's trying to wrap up one last plate, second buzzer, telling them it's time to move along. And here we come now, and that's going to be a chance from the line right now for Dantessa. She's got a one-shot opportunity to make this 40 for Sandpoint, 33 for Saldana. And again, 6:16 to go here on the clock. Dantessa's got the ball. She puts it up. And there it is. Good shot. That is now an even 40, and this is a three-possession game for Saldana, which is a huge deal. Oh, good tip out there by Chloe Gardner, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. There'll be a throw-in from the sideline. Good job here. All right, so throw-in now. Looking for a little help. Farrell throws it in. She finds Abigail Cruz. Here's the ball coming in for Saldana. Almost gets lost. Yep. Oh, it is, but she's able to keep possession. Pulls up her dribble. And the pass now, Sandpoint doing a good full court pressure and traveling, forces a travel. And that's a defensive move right there, putting good pressure on the Saldana Stars. This is, again, the first game of the Nanilchik Invitational. We got lots of great games coming your way here. Sandpoint girls and the King Cove T-Jacks will be playing in this tournament. Oh, and there's a throw in. Push. Olivia Farrell. And that's going to send two shots now. And with a really coming in some foul trouble here, I think Saldana's just getting a little frustrated. I don't know if they were expecting this much from Sandpoint, because you can definitely see some frustration on their faces now. And that's turning into fouls, because now it's double bonus for Sandpoint. So here's Chloe going for two. Oh, the first one just goes around the rim and out. Good shot by Chloe. Getting lots of encouragement from the girls around her. She's going to get her second opportunity here. Chloe gets the ball. Lines it up. And, it's up and in. Good shot by Chloe Gardner. Now it's 41 for Sandpoint, 33 for Saldana. 6 minutes left on the clock here. Oh, and a missed pass by Saldana goes out of bounds off the baseline. That'll be a throw-in for Sandpoint underneath their own basket. And we got a couple of changes now in players. Sonia Housing comes back in for Saldana. She's going to bring some life here into the defense. She tips it out there. Good job. And that's a turnover. Oh, but it goes into the hands of Madison, who puts up a little shot from about 7 feet out. Doesn't go in. Desiree gets the board. Puts up a layup, and that doesn't go in either. McElroy with the board for Saldana, and she's able to get back to the Saldana, and they're going to move down the court towards their end of the basket. Oh, and there's a missed pass. Almost gets picked up by Sandpoint, but Saldana maintains control, moving it all around the perimeter. The tight defense from Sandpoint keeps them outside, and a shot goes up by Sonia Housing. Does not go in, but the rebound by Dare Flinger gets snatched up. And here's Chloe, wide open. Oh, and she just misjudged the pass. And it goes out of bounds, and I'm laughing because of Coach Amel as he just, like, turns around. He just, like, lightly taps on the wall and doesn't give his big punch, but lightly taps on it. Saying, oh, good try. You guys are doing great. All right, here's full court pressure from Sandpoint. They haven't let up for 1 second. Great defense by Sandpoint here in this game, forcing lots of turnovers. Saldana weaving. Oh, but a good snatch away, and there's Desiree with a beautiful steal and a foul. So there's 2 points. Or not 2 points, but two-shot opportunity from the line. And I loved it as Desiree snatched the ball out of the hands from On defense, she just had this great smile on her face. You could tell she was just so happy and having a lot of fun. So it's good to see Sandpoint girls having such a good time. First shot goes up and in. That makes it 42, and Sandpoint is definitely widening their lead here to 9 points now. Here comes the second shot. And that one's good, 43. 10-point difference between these two teams now, 43 to 33 in favor of Sandpoint. And here comes the full court press. And doing a good job with Dare Flinger. Oh, loses the ball. Dontessa trying to snatch it away. And it goes out of bounds on the baseline. Last touch by Dare Flinger, so that's possession for Sandpoint now. 5:05 is on the clock. We have a substitution. Chloe's going to sit down, and Alyssa Ludwig will come in after getting a little rest. Good job by Chloe Gardner. She's really doing a good job getting open on the bottom post, setting up lots of play opportunities. Here comes Soldatna with the ball. Moving good, clean passes all around. Driving in just a little bit, and there's a shot from out downtown. Goes just over the rim. Last touch by Sandpoint, and that'll be out of bounds on the baseline, so there'll be a throw-in for Soldatna underneath their own basket. Here's Soldatna with the ball. Looking for some help. Oh, good defense by Sandpoint. The ball gets ripped away. Picked up. There's Alyssa Ludwig. She's got Dontessa. Oh, and Dontessa just misses the pass, and it goes out of bounds, and she runs really hard into the padding on the opposite side of the wall trying to save it, and that was just a little bit of loss control. She was moving really quickly with the pass. All right, throw-in for Soldatna. Full court press by Sandpoint. Oh, and tipped away by Justina. Good job by Justina being right there where the pass was going to be. The ball goes to Dare Flinger, but she can't control it. But good job by Sonya Housing, getting the ball, a loose ball, and putting up a shot right underneath the basket. It doesn't go in, but she gets fouled. So she'll get a chance for two from the free throw line. With 4:38 to go here in this game, the score is 43 for Sandpoint, 33 for Soldatna. Sandpoint just dominating the fourth quarter. First shot by Sonya goes off the back line. She gets encouragement from both teams. But, you know, again, Soldatna went unanswered for 11 points in the first half, so you cannot count them out in this game. Sonya puts up that second shot, and it is good. 9 points now between the two teams, and there's a steal right there by Soldatna. The full court pressure is back. Oh, and they're able to force a steal, but Sandpoint steals it right back. There's Justina with the ball. She looks up. She sees Alyssa cutting to the basket. Alyssa puts a hard shot at the glass in the deep. And there was a rebound that went to McElroy, and Alyssa Ludwig tried to reach in to poke it out there. She saw a loose ball, puts contact onto McElroy, and that's going to send Soldatna to the line for a 1-1 with 3-7 fouls now for Sandpoint. Soldatna is in bonus, and this has been a very, very foul-heavy fourth quarter. As the clock has moved very slowly, it's only 4:30 on the clock. That first shot is going to go just to the right. Rebound goes to Sandpoint. And here's Sandpoint with the ball. They're going to pull up the basket, and I imagine they're going to try to burn the clock out a little bit. Moving the ball around. Oh, and there's Dontessa. She falls to the floor, but Sandpoint maintains control. Justina with a shot from way downtown. Does not go in. Out of bounds off the sideline. Possession for Soldatna. And, you know, the strategy has to be for Sandpoint at this point to try to get possession of the ball and try to burn down the clock as much as possible. Here's a throw-in for Soldatna. Dare Flinger's going to travel. Oh, they'll call that actually a little bit of contact, actually. Okay, so they'll call that a contact foul. And Dare Flinger is really trying hard not to walk, but she was definitely walking, and she didn't know they were going to call that a foul or not. So she'll go to the line with eight fouls for Soldatna for a 1-1 opportunity now. 43-34 is the score. Sandpoint is in the lead, but there is 4 minutes on the clock. First shot by Dare Flinger doesn't go down, but Soldatna gets the rebound, and they put one back, and that one is good. So 43-36, and here's the full court press. They force a lot of turnovers. Here's Madison with the ball. She's got Dontessa wide open on the side. Puts up a high arcing shot just off the front of the rim. Dontessa does a good job playing defense back, but Soldatna's got the ball, and they're moving down fast. Here they come. Drives into the lane. Sonya Housing puts up a shot, and that one's good off the glass. 43-38, and this goes from a 10-point game to a 5-point game just like that. And a full court press forces, I don't think that's going to be a turnover, but it was knocked out of bounds off the baseline, and Coach Ames was going to call a timeout real fast to talk to his girls. They had this game in domination for the fourth quarter, but like I said, they went unanswered for 11 points in the first half. You cannot count Saldana out of this game. They've already closed it down 5 points here in just a matter of minutes. And now Sandpoint's moving into the territory of double bonus, which will give a 2 shots from the free throw line every time there's a foul for Saldana. And Sandpoint's already there. The foul situation is 10 fouls against Saldana, 8 fouls against Sandpoint. But this game is just moments away from changing momentum. And we are also just moments away from a game between the T-Jacks of King Cove and the Saldana boys team. It is the Sohi JV team. I don't know if they also are called the Stars. I see here they're the Sohi JV is how they have them here in the program, so that is Saldana High School JV. 3:34 on the clock, and no full court press being played. The Saldana ladies turn into that 3-2 zone here at the half court. They're playing a lower end zone, too. So Sandpoint, and there's a steal. Turnover for Saldana. And here's 20, Derflinger with the ball. The ball gets tipped out of bounds, though. Santessa does a good job throwing a body in front of the ball, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline, but it will remain in the hands of Saldana. So they'll have a throw-in from underneath their own basket. So here's a throw-in. This game's really tight. And there's a whistle there from the referee. And that was a foul against Saldana, or some sort of moving violation. I think that was a violation on the throw-in. So possession goes to Sandpoint, 3:20 on the clock, full court pressure, and I don't know if they're going to call that a blocking or some contact. No, they're just going to call that a good-fashioned turnover. Saldana forces the ball to go out of bounds, a last touch by Sandpoint, so they have possession now underneath their own basket. Throw into Sonia Housing, high for three, off the back iron, rebound. Rebound gets lost. It was going to go to Johnny Pilcher, but she ran into Desiree. And they both go to the floor, and I think they have a jump ball being called there. Possession will be for Sandpoint. 3:12 to go on the clock. 43-38. 5 points separating these two teams, and this is a tight game. Sandpoint has Kate. And Justina almost loses control. She gets the ball thrown back in. Dantessa gets it, and she gets knocked to the ground. Blocking call against number 15, McElroy. And I think that's going to be it for McElroy. 5 fouls for her, I believe. Nope, she's going to stay in. That's substitution number 1. Judah Alley comes in to replace number 20, Derflinger. Here's the ball for Dantessa. She'll have 2 shots from the line. She's been very good from the line today. And that first one looked real nice, but just went off the rim. She'll get one more shot here. 3:07 on the clock. And it's been a real slow-paced game here for the fourth quarter. Lots of fouls. Dantessa gets the ball, lines it up. It's going to be good, looks good, but just goes off. And, man, Johnny Pilcher fights real hard to get the ball. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint. That'll be a throw-in from the sideline. And we got to see some fresh legs coming in here for Sandpoint. And these girls, not necessarily new ones, just fresh ones with some energy. And good job almost knocking the ball out of bounds. Dantessa doesn't foul. Law of contact, but they're deep in their own territory. Saldana having a really hard time getting the ball past. They're able to get it into out past the half court line, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint. Good job defensively forcing a loose ball, but they just couldn't quite catch up to it. So that'll be a throw in for Saldana on the sideline, actually in the corner on the baseline. 2:53 to go here in the game, 43-38 in favor of Sandpoint. Here's a throw in now. It goes in. Saldana's got it. And they take it to the top of the perimeter. Now to the right-hand side. Here's McElroy driving in. And a blocking call being called against Sandpoint. And that'll be a one-on-one opportunity from the line for McElroy. It's called against Madison Thompson, number 4. She is trying to play defense. That's her 4th foul, I believe, as well. So McElroy is going to go to the line. First one is good. Mariana Larson's going to tap in, and she's going to replace Madison. With 2:44 to go here, there's still plenty of time for Madison to get play time, and especially with the pace of this game. So I believe Coach Amel wants to pull her out and keep her alive. All right, not tied game, but 40-43, very tight game, and there's that full court press. Sandpoint's getting past it, but by Justina, by the hair of her teeth, Justina's just burning past the defense. That's not how you want to depend upon breaking and press. Justina wide open for three. Oh, nothing but net. She just drains it. 46-40 now in favor of Sandpoint. 2:30 to go here in the game. Here's Soldatna. Full court press. They get past it, though. McElroy taking up the middle. She gets into the paint. Oh, and the ball just flies out of her hands. And out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint. So that'll be a throw-in for Soldatna on the baseline underneath her own basket. Number 30 is going to get it. That is Melia Miller. Miller with the ball, looking, calling the play in action, looking for help. She gets a nice little throw-in just to the front, but Sandpoint will force the ball out of bounds. It'll stay right where it is in the hands of Soldatna. 2:20 to go here, 46-40. Great three-point shot by Justina, just when Sandpoint needed that the most. Here's a throw-in. Oh, and Dantessa doing a good job forcing the ball out of bounds with a little bit of contact against Sonia Hauser. Oh, they're going to call that foul against Dantessa. Yeah, she did put a bit of contact on Sonia Housing. And you just got to love the colorful shoes that people have these days. Sonia Housing has these great green and blue shoes, but they're all neon colored. Her first shot is up and in, 41 now to 46. Sandpoint is in the lead, 2:20 to go here, but that makes it double bonus now for Soldatna. Everyone has 10 fouls. Everyone's getting into foul trouble. Second shot doesn't go in, but it's going to go off the hands of... Okay, they're going to say off the hands of Soldatna, but that was close. Okay, here's Justina. She gets the ball. She takes into the middle, and she's able to dribble past the defense, but she's got white jerseys all around her, so she pulls back, takes over to the right-hand side, takes an off-balance three-point shot. It doesn't go in, but Dantessa is right there for the board. Pass into the Mariana on the board. Johnny wide open for a shot. Oh, and it's good. Coach Amel was calling for the slowdown. They didn't slow down. They took the shot. And, you know, he's happy for the 2 points, but you can just tell by the roll in his eyes, like, that's not the way you get them. The girls just need to slow down a little bit and let the game set up and burn down the clock. Here comes Soldatna. And it just seems like it wouldn't be a play without a foul being called so far in the fourth quarter. And there's another foul being called against Sandpoint. Number 21 will go to the line. Contact foul being called against Sandpoint, and it looks like Madison's going to tap back in, and I believe I see Alyssa Ludwig as well for Sandpoint. Abigail Cruz at the line. She's a sophomore playing the post position. Her first shot does not go in, and there's Mariana and Johnny Pilcher coming out, and Alyssa and Madison tapping in. 1:42 on the clock. Here's Abigail's second shot. It's going to go low. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Sandpoint, and Alyssa Ludwig trying to get to the ball. She's blocked out by Judah Alley, who did an interesting job defensively. She boxed out and forced Alyssa not able to get to the ball, and she was trying to make it so it was going to go out of bounds, last touch by Sandpoint, but it was last touch by Soldatna. So here's a throw-in over to Desiree. Desiree with the ball at the perimeter. She dribbles out to the top of the key and pass over to Justina. Good running of the play here. Justina with the ball. She pulls back, looks for some help. Oh, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Alyssa Ludwig. And that'll be a throw-in for Soldatna on the sideline. 1:24 to go here. And a substitution number 31 will come in for Soldatna. That's Madeline Kindred. Kindred will throw it in for Soldatna. Here's the Stars coming in. She throws it into Judah Alley. They pass it all the way around and ends up in the hands of Sonia Housing. Housing with the ball now. And she'll let the play set up. But Justina's playing some real tight defense. This man-to-man defense has worked out real well for Sandpoint in this game. All right, they take it down to the bottom post. And good job. Oh, traveling being called by number 15. Good defense by Madison Thompson forcing that travel. And she was trying to work her way down, deeper down to the bottom post. Took one too many steps. Sonia Housing will sit down. And number 30, Melia Miller, will come in her stead. Dantessa will get the throw-in for Sandpoint. Madison's going to charge into the post. And whoa, great job keeping her composure and just puts in a beautiful shot off the glass. She had a defender all over her, too, who was very tall. McElroy stands at least 3 or 4 inches taller than Madison Thompson. Madison was doing a great job. And there's a steal by Sandpoint. They get it over to Desiree now. Desiree was breaking away. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Dantessa. And Amel is just calling for the girls to slow down. 39 seconds on the clock. 50-41 in favor of Sandpoint. Oh, and a throwaway pass. McElroy is wide open underneath the basket, but she was not looking for the pass, so it's going to go out of bounds. 34 seconds left, and Sandpoint just needs to get past the half-court line, and then they just need to burn down time. And that throw-in is tipped out bounce back on the baseline. Good defense by Soldotna. Here it comes again. Oh, and stolen right away. There's a shot. Doesn't go down, but Desiree gets the rebound. Dantessa gets the ball, and she hears the call to slow things down. Oh, good steal by number 31, Madeline Kindred. And she takes it all the way and puts it up off the glass for two. And 17.2 seconds left on the clock, 7 points. And that is enough time for Soldotna to pull off a miracle here. It's only 17 points, and Coach is calling a timeout, though, Emil Gunnarsson. He wants to take this opportunity to explain to the girls, this is why you need to slow down. You need to burn down the clock. You need to get the ball, play, keep away. You need to be able just to let the time go, because this is a really slow fourth quarter. It's very foul-heavy. I think that both teams probably have close to 12 fouls apiece, to be honest. I think the scoreboard for fouls stops at 10. They're both at 10. I know that there's been more for both teams since then. So here comes the Sandpoint Eagles getting the instructions from their coach. It's going to be a throw-in on their own baseline. 17.2 seconds left to go here, 50-43, and it looks like the Sandpoint Eagles can hold on here to the victory. They will be playing against Unalaska tomorrow in the first series of games. But, man, what great defense from Soldotna, forcing the ball to go out of bounds, and last touch by Sandpoint. So possession now in the hands of Soldotna with 16 seconds to go here in the game, 50-43. Sandpoint just needs to hold on here to this win. Throwing it in their own basket. McElroy gets it, puts it up, and one. Oh, so she's going to go to the line. It's 40 with 12.9 seconds left to go. This is a close game. And that's the end for Madison Thompson. She's fouling out there. And Marianna Larson will come in. McElroy is at the line. She's going to get this a four-point game. She makes it back. It goes just to the right. Rebound by Justina. Justina surrounding with the ball. She pulls back. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Four. They're fouled. And there's going to be a foul. Number 30 is going to... That's going to be five for her, and that's going to be a contact foul. Number 30, Melia Miller. That's going to send Alyssa Ludwig to the line. And with 3.4 seconds left to go and 5 points separating these two teams, it's pretty much safe to say that Sandpoint is going to walk away with the win, but it was a very tight game. First shot by Alyssa goes hard off the back iron. And here's Alyssa with the ball now for the second one. Does her little dance, puts it up, and it's good. 3.4 seconds to go here. Timeout being called, I believe, by Soldotna. And the coach going to cook up a plan here. He's got 6 points separating him and Sandpoint with 3.4 seconds to go. Definitely not going to be easy, but definitely not impossible to have the opportunity. And with this, though, at the end of this game, it will be the Soldotna High Junior Varsity team versus Sandpoint T-Jacks. The T-Jacks coming off fresh out of the Point Hope tournament, and they were the only 1A team at Point Hope. And, man, they did a great job. I mean, I believe they have six single-digit losses here, where games were just tight, tight, tight in the last six games on the road. And they've been playing against 2A, 3A, and 4A teams all the way. So the T-Jacks doing a really good job keeping it really, really close. We'll see what they do here against Soldotna. I know they are hungry for a win at this point. So hopefully the T-Jacks will be able to get in there and really show Soldotna a good game. And I know Nanilchik just really excited here. This is going to be a great tournament here. You can just tell the community. This last time that we had a tournament, the Try and Tip Off Classic, you can just see there's an element of pride that comes with having a tournament in your area, bringing these teams from all over to come and be with you and to see the way that you do things. And I know that they're very excited. There's 2 seconds. 1 second, the ball's loose, picked up by Sandpoint, and there's a buzzer. And just like that, Sandpoint walks away with their first win here in the Nanilchik Invitational Tournament. The very first game of this tournament will go to Sandpoint. So great job, Lady Eagles. You did a good job. It was tight. No, never say die from Soldotna. They stayed in there and even went, again, 11 unanswered points to really bring this game in tight. So good job, and we're going to have the T-Jacks here in just a matter of minutes. But, Dave, do you hear me?
I hear you. What's the score?
The score there was 51-46 in favor of Sandpoint.